I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak, your host here on Pedaling the Pueblo, and I'm joined today by Dan Gibson, Senior Director of Communications for Visit Tucson.
True. All of that is true.
If you're wondering why you've been hearing that Tucson is a really incredible destination, internationally known for cycling in the winter, it's because of Dan.
No. I mean, I honored in the sense that, like, we have great assets and I want to make sure people know about those assets, right? I see lists of, like, top five mountain bike destinations or things like that, and it drives me crazy. Like,
that we're not on it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. I think it's my job to be driven crazy by those things and to say that we want to be in those lists. We want to be a bucket list destination, no matter what kind of bicycling you're into, whether you just want to be in a city that allows you to ride around and to get from place point A to point B and to enjoy a destination without a car. We want that. If you want to have this sort of really adventurous down the side of a mountain, across the desert, in the gravel type adventure, we have that too. Or that if you want to ride up Mount Lemmon and train for a triathlon or for the Tour de France or for whatever, we have that too. But the main thing is like, how do we get that information to people so that if you are a person with a bicycle in America or in the world, really, that you're like, oh, Tucson, I have to go. It is absolutely one of the things I need to do in my life.
Thank you for using people first language too, a person with a bicycle, as opposed to a cyclist.
They're travelers in the same sense that people who are foodies or, you know, and they're similar in the same sense that everyone has to eat and people have different levels of engagement with how they eat. Everyone has to get around, and their choices about how they get around and what level they want to engage with it are what we want to get in front of people for. So, you know, whether that's like talking to tour groups that ride together around the city or something like the Cyclist Menu, which does like very like intense training type stuff out in Patagonia. Like, there's really something for everyone here. And I think, to me, if you come to the city and you don't ride or walk, or, you know, if you don't engage in like some of these assets outside of a car, you're missing out on the sort of quintessential Tucson experience.
How many inquiries are you fielding a month about cycling in Tucson?
It depends. I mean, right now, because a lot of people want to ride the L Tour, like, I see it as something that like would be a fun, cool thing to do, and we have access to it in that way. There's more lately. We are getting more and more all the time. I think, you know, we had some people who were like, the Chicago Tribune article that came out last year is a really good example of this. Lori Rackle, I met her at a Chicago, like a media show. She's like, well, I'm just looking to get away from Chicago. I love to ride. I just need to do something, but I want to let you know I'm probably not going to write about it. Like, that's not my intention. And I said, well, yeah, I get that. That's totally fine. Let me help with some logistics things and some things that you might be interested in, connect you to sort of somewhere to rent a bike and things like that. And on her last day, she emailed me. She's like, I am definitely writing about this. So the main thing is just like, how do we get people in this market? It's still a little slower than like food, obviously, or luxury. You know, people obviously would love to have the opportunity to stay at Miraval. I would too, you know? And so we get a lot of questions about that, but sort of the bike community stuff, I think, is sort of third. But my hope is that it becomes like first, to be honest. It's something we're working on. How do we get in front of more people to tell that story?
To hear the full interview with Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson, be sure to visit our website at kxci.org and find the mini program Pedaling the Pueblo. Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.